It's a battle of the bands, and our guys are winning. However, let's do note, that's the Olympic fanfare, because for track and field fans, the Athens Olympic Games are a week old, but really they begin this weekend, because this is the weekend of the glamour event, the 100-meter run that will crown the world's fastest woman today, the world's fastest man tomorrow. The 100 meters is a burst of raw energy and muscular speed, but the event is also played in the mind, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Imagine a two-man 100-meter sprint. Who would you bet on? Would it be Nigerian Francis Obokwelu?
It's important to be the fastest man in the world, but that's not my goal. My goal is to be in the top three. That's my dream always.
Or would you bet on American Sean Crawford?
I just feel like I can't be beat. But it's up to me. If I beat myself, that's how I'm going to lose. But if I don't beat myself, they're not going to beat me.
Sean Crawford and Francis Obokwelu appeared at a media event this week in Athens, bringing together five of the world's best sprinters. Crawford and Obokwelu were separated by one seat on the stage, but they sounded worlds apart. And it was Obokwelu who seemed out of place, with his startling comment that it's not my goal to be the world's fastest man, because in the 100 meters, you just don't see a lot of signs of vulnerability.
Fair start in the men's 100-meter final.
Sean Crawford was not out, but he still lost to defending Olympic champion Maurice Greene at the U.S. Olympic trials last month, televised on NBC. And Greene might just be able to beat Crawford in a contest of hubris, too. Greene says if he wins the 100 in Athens, he'll be the greatest of all time. In a case you forget, the tattoo on his right arm is a constant reminder. It reads, GOAT. For greatest of all time. A U.S. Olympic Committee psychologist who works with athletes says there's no research connecting success in the 100 meters with outward cockiness. The explosive sport does tend to attract athletes with strong personalities, but the psychologist says outward displays can be misleading. At race time, the best sprinters have a quiet routine they go through. American Justin Gatlin says he can't afford to be thinking about who's better than whom.
When you go out there, you try not to worry about your other competitors or what they're doing at the line. Because once you focus on them, you're giving a percentage of yourself away to them, giving them my energy to them in the race and just watching them run while I'm running.
Gatlin thinks Sunday will be the most competitive 100-meter men's final in track and field history. All the finalists, he says, should be sub-10-second runners. The world record is 9.78 seconds. A blazing race with such a small margin for error requires all the physical and mental control an athlete can muster. But mental control is not necessarily bravado. Jamaican Asafa Powell has beaten Maurice Greene twice recently, and this is as cocky as Powell gets, at least publicly.
I'm ready, I'm fit, and I'm ready to go.
So, who would you bet on? Ready and fit, or the GOAT? Or Sean Crawford, who wore a backwards baseball cap and sunglasses as he won his preliminary heat today at the Olympic Stadium. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.